will destroy them all.
Hello, and welcome to The Coordinate, an anime podcast, or something, some kind of anime podcast. We're normally Attack on Titan, but this week we're taking a break from Attack on Titan because it was a two-part episode called No Regrets that the dub just released. And after watching part one, I was like, hey, you know what? Probably best to do this as a single episode. So I'll be back for that episode next week. But this week, I wanted to talk to you about an anime that I've been watching and loving and am just generally excited about. I don't know if it's one that we would want to cover for this. I might have to like read ahead in the manga and see if like how it evolves. But yeah, so that anime is Spy X Family, which is, of course, pronounced Spy Family. The X is silent, but I figured I should tell you in case, you know, you're not familiar with it at all, you've never heard of it, and you're like, hey, I want to watch this cool anime that Tyler just told me about, but I can't find it because there's this one that has an X in it, but is that the same one? It is. Yeah, it's like Hunter x Hunter. It's actually, I read that the title is explicitly inspired by Hunter x Hunter, or Hunter x Hunter, as it's properly called. But yeah, so I first found out about this anime when Isayama, the creator of Attack on Titan, tweeted a drawing that he did of Spy Family, like congratulating the creators for getting their manga turned into an anime. So I was like, hey, Isayama's into this anime or this series, whatever, I should go check it out. And I did, and I watched the first episode, like the day it aired, and I liked it a lot. And then I didn't come back to it for a month or so. So yeah, it's like currently airing. I think at the time of recording, there's 9, maybe the 10th episode came out this week already. I'm not sure what day it comes out on. But yeah, so there's 9 or 10 episodes, and there's going to be 12 total in part 1 of the first season. And then later in the year, there's going to be an additional 13. So, you know, this first part's almost over. Now's a great time to jump in and just binge it. It's very bingeable. Like I said, I watched the first episode like a month or so ago, maybe 2 months ago, and liked it, but then just got like busy with life and just didn't come back to it. And then I came back to it just because I heard good things. And there were 9 episodes, and I watched them all in like a day or two. And there's a dub if you're into dubs. Like the dub's already, it's 1 episode behind. So yeah. Anyway, so let me tell you a little bit about the anime. So it's called Spy Family, and in it, a spy has to get a family, and he has to do spy things. But it's more complicated than that because, so you got this spy who has to infiltrate this school to get close to this politician, and he needs to spy on him in order to prevent a war between two nations that are like constantly hostile towards each other. But in order to get close to him, he has to adopt a child and have that child attend this like super great school that that politician's kid goes to, and then, you know, get them to be friends or some other thing. He has to get like some way once his kid goes to school, you know, he needs to be able to like talk to him. So he needs some kind of connection there, which is, you know, right now the plan is to have his adopted child be friends with the politician's child. And, you know, that'll give, they can do a sleepover or something. I don't know. They can get close that way. Yeah, so it's a super prestigious school. So on top of adopting the kid, he has to, you know, fit like the conservative idea of a family. So he needs to get a wife. And it so happens that he finds a woman who desperately needs to get married because she is approaching the ripe age of 27, which in this country is unusual for someone to not be married by that age, at least a woman. I don't know if men, but yeah, so I guess women are getting locked up because they like on suspicion of being spies because they're like near 30 and not married. And that's really an issue for the woman he ends up marrying because unbeknownst to him, she's an assassin. So, you know, she is pretty sus. She has something to hide. So it's very important for her to have that cover story. So she's looking for someone to pretend to be her boyfriend, to go to a party. But our main character, who I don't think I've told you his name. I don't know his real name, I don't think. But his code name is Twilight. And he is going by Lloyd Forger, as that is his like name for the mission. he is supposed to be pretending to be her boyfriend, but he accidentally says husband, and then she just rolls with it, and then they end up getting real fake married. Yep. But all of this, if that doesn't sound, you know, fun enough, that you have a spy and an assassin fake married to each other and not knowing that the other is a spy and the other is an assassin, they have a kid, adopt a child who happens to be telepathic. And so they don't know she's telepathic, but she knows that one of them is a spy and one of them is an assassin. So she's like helping with the spy mission, like, because she can like read minds or whatever. And she's also into spies. She watches a spy cartoon all the time. Her name is Anya. I guess I should give her by her names. So we've got the spy Twilight, who goes by Lloyd. And then we've got the adopted daughter, Anya, who's this cute little pink-haired girl. And then you've got the assassin, Yor. And yeah, together they just have to be like a little family. And where the funniness of Yor being an assassin comes from is Anya reading her mind. And Yor will just be like thinking about like killing someone casually, but very explicitly killing them. It's not like a gory cartoon or anything. Like, I mean, there is violence, but yeah. I just called it a cartoon. That seems, it is a cartoon, but I don't know. I feel like I never refer to animes as cartoons. That seems offensive. Sacrilege. So it's like way lighter in tone than Attack on Titan, just putting that out there. But it does have the potential, I could see, with, you know, it being based on like two civilizations on the brink of war, for it to get darker if they wanted to. Doesn't need to. It's great as is, personally. I'm trying to think of things I could tell you without spoiling anything. One more basic plot point I should like explicitly state is that Yor and Lloyd don't know about the other's profession. So Yor thinks that Anya is Lloyd's real daughter and his wife died. So just so you know, that really, I think that affects how Anya and Yor's relationship works. So yeah, without getting into specifics, there's not that much I can say other than that this show is really good and you should watch it. It's both funny and tiny little bits of action. Like, if you're looking for something that's action oriented, maybe don't go for this, but it's kind of like a slice of life of an assassin and spy and psychic. It works really good. Like, I can't really, without talking about specifics, I can't give you good examples, but I'm trying to think of something broad. So Lloyd and Yor end up being, at least on the outside, pretty good parents, because Lloyd realizes that in order to get Anya to do good in school, which he needs her to do good in school so that she can meet this politician's kid and become friends with him, that he has to not push her necessarily so hard into like studying and stuff, but he needs to find ways to make school fun for her. And he realizes that because Yor basically points it out to him. And yeah, I thought, like, you know, she feels awkward bringing things like that up a little bit because Anya's not her real kid and she thinks that Anya is his kid. So, you know, yeah, so they have that dynamic there that's really interesting. Since Anya can read their minds and she knows that Yor is an assassin, at one point she asks Yor to like teach her like self-defense, because there's a rumor of kids getting kidnapped at the school. And so she does, and Anya, this cute little pink-haired kid, because, you know, it's anime, ends up punching a kid in the face. So that's fun. And yeah, that's really about all I can say without spoiling it, is that it's just a really fun anime. And like the whole concept of Anya knowing their identities while they're trying to keep a secret from her ends up being funny, and just getting like the little like cutaways where she's hearing their thoughts and she's like, oh my god, mommy, please don't kill him. Which sounds horrible, but it's funny. I'm not gonna waste your time much longer because I don't have anything I can say specifically. Just go watch this for yourself. Like, it's out now. Now's the a great time to jump on. You can get on before the like first part of the season ends, and then you can come back and watch more because it's real good. So yeah, this week's just short recommendation episode. Go watch Spy X Family, and then come back next week for some Attack on Titan. And during that time, try not to get eaten. The music that I inserted because I edited this. We had a little bit of mail in the old Titan ball bag that I wanted to read out. Oh, god damn, it's a fucking ad. I guess we'll just read it after this ad.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We got a letter from Jacob, and Jacob gave us some anime suggestions. I just wanted to run through those and let you know which ones I've seen personally. I don't know which one Bill's seen or not. But yeah, so first, Jacob said, hey, you guys should probably give Jujutsu Kaisen another chance because it's really good. And I'm paraphrasing, but yeah, I think it's something we definitely need to give another shot. Maybe watch another couple of episodes and do an episode on that because I've heard too many good things about the series for it to not be good. And it wasn't that we disliked it when we watched it. We just thought it was kind of, you know, kind of samey. But yeah, three episodes is not a lot for a series that I'm assuming will run for a decade plus. What's next? So then Jacob's next suggestion was something I have never heard of and I have not looked into yet. It's, I'm not going to say this right, Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation. So I got no clue what that is. I'm gonna quickly Google it.
Just Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long. Google that person, Google that place, Google it all, cause there is no place to remember any reason, remember any why. All we do know is that we're gonna die, yeah, I'm gonna die, yeah, you're gonna die, yeah, Troy, you're gonna die. Yeah, Google it.
Alright, so Wikipedia says, an unnamed 34-year-old Japanese NEET. I don't know what NEET is. Now I have to click on that link to find out what NEET is. Not in education, employment, or training. Okay. So, an unnamed 34-year-old Japanese NEET is evicted from his home after failing to attend his parents' funeral. Oh. After some self-reflection, he concludes that his life is ultimately pointless. Still, he intercepts a speeding truck heading towards a group of teenagers in an attempt to do something noteworthy for the first time in his life. He pulls one of them out of harm's way just before he dies. He awakens in the body of a baby and discovers he has been reincarnated in a world of sword and sorcery. He resolves to succeed in his new life, abandoning his previous identity in place of Rudus develops a strong affinity for magic due to his aptitude and early training. He becomes a student of demon magician Roxy Magurdia during his youth, a friend of demi-human Sylph... I can't read names. Sylphite, and a teacher of magic to noble Eris. The Eris's name is Eris. Eris Boris Gray Rat. The story chronicles his new life's highlights as he attempts to overcome the failures of his previous one. So it sounds, I feel like this is something Bill would really like. So I think it's something we'll have to check out. Bill is very into Final Fantasy, and so he's very into fantasy and stuff like that. He's also into chains. Yeah, so there was a few more suggestions. But yeah, that one sounds neat. We'll have to check it out. The setup kind of reminds me of Yu Yu Hakusho, with, you know, someone who, like, the fates, I don't know, don't expect to, like, do anything with their life, and then they just, like, suddenly save someone's life and, like, sacrifice themselves, and it's like, oh, I wouldn't expect them to do that, so now something happens, even though it sounds like this person is maybe in a coma. I don't know. And so the next suggestion is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, which is something I definitely plan to have Bill watch. I've seen the first season, maybe two. I've seen two arcs of it, and I think it might just be one season. I can never remember. But I really loved it, and I think Bill will super enjoy the naming convention. I don't want to say what it is because I want Bill to discover that on his own. But if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But yeah, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, what I've seen is really fun, and I think it would be a great series to cover. And I believe Jacob said, in his opinion, it's the best anime ever created. So that's pretty high praise. So that might be the next thing I have Bill watch. We'll see. And his final suggestion is Death Note, which, yeah, Death Note's great. I've seen Death Note. I don't know if Bill's seen Death Note. Bill, have you seen Death Note?
No, I couldn't afford it.
I don't think Bill's seen Death Note. That it doesn't seem like Bill's thing. So definitely going to make Bill watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. And we're going to check out more Jujutsu Kaisen. And yeah, I'm sure we will get to Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation. Just because it seems like something Bill would be into.
Yeah, I own the two Langens.
But yeah, just so you guys know, after receiving this email, I created a Google form, which I'll put a link to in the show notes, where you can go there and you can submit things, because people have been submitting things that they want us to check out, and I have a horrible memory and I'm not an organized person, so like when you guys send these things in, we love hearing from you. I don't like put them in like a list or anything. I'm just like, hey, I got that email, I can go back and look for it later. But yeah, so if you use this form, it'll like put it into a Google spreadsheet for me, and then I'll just have everything right there when we're like, hey, what should we watch? And then we can go look at that list. But yeah, in there you can put your what you want us to watch, if you think we should watch the anime or read the manga. You can write like a little like summary of like, you know, pitch it to us, that type of thing. And we'll give you a shout out if we decide to watch that. So yeah, be sure to put your name, or you can put like your Twitter handle, whatever, Instagram, whatever. Just let us know what it is, I guess. But yeah, so we're going to get out of here. See you guys next week.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
@ Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.